I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
No, leave that there. I've got it already, you slow. Why is it looking at the back of our heads?
Well, it doesn't need to see our head. It's going to be dark, so might as well get the silhouette.
Otherwise, you're that hideous.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
You know, it's going to be like 25 degrees next week.
Okay, I won't be here, buddy.
Yes, I'm going to church this morning. She's like, I sit down and she looks at me. Like, it's slowly, too.
Mm-hmm.
You do any normal movement slowly, it's creepy. If I go like this.
Yeah, it's a bit sus.
It's wild.
Yeah.
She goes, she turns to me, she's like, this slowly. What did you say, though? What? Well, Ecclesia, what? Susanna, does he? I panned again to the right. I was creeped out here. I was like, let me finish up here.
Was there anyone else your age?
Nah.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the problem. There was no one else your age. I didn't realize the church is that close to you.
Yeah, mate. I go on a run today with his new shoes. Hoka is his company. You know Hoka?
Oh, you ended up buying
running
them.
Yeah, I bought them. But because my old shoes are so battered, I've had them for 6 months, they're battered, beat down. My foot fits it perfectly. Mm. But it's almost at the point where it's just too beat down. Yeah. There's no bounce. But these new ones are too formed well, and it hurts my foot too much.
Okay.
So my feet are sore, too sore. I was 4K into this run, I had to stop.
Okay.
It's like I have need a Goldilocks zone of 5 months.
Why wouldn't you go for a walk beforehand?
Like just no, the shoe needs to be cracked into.
Well, start jumping up and down in the unit.
Yeah. I need to walk it out. I need to walk on them for like...
Don't wear any other
weeks.
Shoe. If they're all black, you can style them with most things without looking like an absolute maluk.
Oh, so many bullshit things you got to do when you're running. You think running, just put your shoes on and go. It is that simple, but at the end of the day, like having a camelback fucking thing, having the other bottles. Like I remember, like water bottles. You think water bottles would be an uncomplicated thing?
Mm.
Like on the Spartan race, you're not allowed to bring, well, you're allowed to bring water bottles, but you're not going to carry one water bottle.
Mm.
So you bring this cup, it's like this. It's a ring and it's got a bag that comes out when you fill it with water.
Okay.
It's like a custom flip.
Yeah, yeah. It's compactable.
Yeah. Why? Why is it be so complicated? Then you can have the camelback with the tube coming to your face. You got these bottles that are just a plastic bag at the bottom. So complicated.
Is this the kind of content you think people want to hear about you describing?
No, I don't really care what they want to hear. No one watches anyway. My mom's the only one who watches.
I guess you don't really have to tell to any audiences.
I don't even listen to it when I edit it. I go publish.
Oh, you did a reel the other day. It was the Paul's Ribbon, the beer company.
Yeah, Pabst, yesterday.
Yeah, you said the same thing twice in it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I saw it. I watched it back on my foot. What do I care?
You got to make some... You got to be...
premium content, mate. Imagine that. Imagine if you bought a car and it had two steering wheels. And
that's like, the dumbest, not even close to the same thing example. Yeah, I made it now. I built it now. It's not a product. It's not a flaw. It's a feature.
We're going to start changing things up now. How ugly the rooftops are in this country.
It's not attractive.
Look at the state of this thing on the left.
Firstly, if you just looked across, when I lived in Kukaki, I just looked across much higher view. How many of these antenna things in 5 to 10 years are going to be useless?
Yeah.
Because the antenna technology is better, or just everyone uses the internet.
Correct.
So just imagine the quantity, the metric tonnage of metal piata that are not going to be needed anymore, that you can just remove.
Yeah.
When I'm the military dictator of Greece, or mayor of Athens, let's start there. The first thing I'm doing is like, we're just going to clean this city for 4 years. All we're doing is one, I'm bringing in an army of 2,000 parking meter people, and they all get paid on commission. They get no money, they just get paid on commission. And every ticket they get, they get 99% of the income. 99.
They're going to be booking.
They're going to be like running. I got the car first. So parking will be lit. The markings on the road, I'm going to put some fucking lines on the road, obviously.
Some lines.
Doesn't exist. Second thing is, I'll buy a fleet of electric buses and rip all those stupid cords from the streets. Get them off. What is it, 1912 Paris? Rip them off. What the hell? You got a tram bus.
Have you thought about the charging facilities that you're going to need?
At the HQ.
If you plug all those buses in at the same time.
It's Greece, bro. This isn't China. This isn't Beijing, 45 million people. It's 15 buses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're plugging in 15 buses.
Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. It's Greece, bro.
The grid's dropping.
No, it's fine. So those buses and those tram malakias are gone. All these stupid trash. Every phone booth. Why are there phone booths still on the streets?
Well, in Australia, they didn't get rid of the phone booths. Telstra converted them to free Wi-Fi spots.
Okay, anyway, back to the serious world. We're ripping them out.
Okay.
I'm putting it in a big pile. Just putting in a big tip.
Mm.
All these antennas, all these... look, there's 15 antennas on this roof. Yeah. Gone. Bin them. What's next? Sidewalks are going to be heavily improved. I'm going to pedestrianize basically all of Monastiraki. No, the taxis are not going to like me. So that's what I need to bring in.
But then you're going to suck the essence out of it. If you're not getting hit... If you're not nearly getting hit by a car... Have you really come to Athens?
Speaking of, the year was 20...
You can't be starting the center off. You cannot be starting at your age.
The summer of 2022.
You have not lived long enough to be starting off with the year was.
The year was... it was the summer. It was like the...
You're going to start not even saying the year. You're going to be saying the season and
summer,
then the year.
Yeah, it was the summer of 69. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm walking the street with you. And this was when I hadn't seen you for like 3 or 4 years. And you came to Athens.
Should have kept it like that.
Yeah. And you came to Athens. And the first day I got you blitzkrieg drunk. Just blasted.
Cuban place.
You were like this on the toilet. And then I don't know, a few days later. And it was a perfect example of your sheltered life compared to my ballistic life. We're going down a sidewalk in Montserrat, and some guy in a motorbike goes onto the sidewalk with a motorbike, a big motorbike. And the first thing I said was, I'll kill your mother. And the first thing that you said was, where's your helmet? Where's your helmet? And you said it like that too. Like, that's the problem. No one wears a helmet.
How can you expect me to be on my feet?
I'm on my feet.
Quick and snappy.
I was ready to kill his family.
Six double the killers deep.
Yeah.
And you're expecting me to...
I was on the ball. I looked at you. I looked at him. I wanted to hop on the back of the motorcycle and go with him. Yeah. So embarrassing.
This road really goes all the way down, doesn't it?
Yeah, straight to the beach.
Is it
of mud.
Which beach does it go down to?
There's no beach.
Oh.
It's the hill of dirt.
What a depressing view this is.
Oh my god, it's the worst.
If this isn't 1984 vibes,
yeah.
Metropolis. And we're lucky that the buildings aren't very high here. Imagine if they were high. Imagine if you couldn't even... Imagine if it was just maybe another 5-6 levels.
I think if it's like 2 or 3 more levels, there's this angle by which the... And it's the space between the buildings.
Angle? I think it's what you just...
The angle between the buildings and how high they are, at some point it just cuts all the light to the street.
Correct.
Like New York, some streets, they're so narrow and high, there's no sunlight all day.
It's wild. They'd be at 12 o'clock. Oh, would it? Yeah, 12 o'clock.
Depends on the angle of the sun. And no,
when it's 12 o'clock, the sun's above us. The sun's above us.
Look, bro, the sun's rays, you're a geologist, not an astronomer. Not an astrologist.
The sun rays... No, there'd be parts where... No, even at 12 o'clock. No. You're right. No, there'd be parts where it wasn't because it's curved. But then New York's not big enough for you to be getting the effect of the curvature of the Earth. Do you get what I'm saying?
Last episode, I told cadet stories and how epic it was and what a great fucking time I had and how it was mistakes, but it was fine, blah, blah, blah. Now, your experience was a bit different. As I understand it, as I recall, you weren't made for the cadets.
This is not, I didn't, firstly.
Instead.
Firstly, let's back it up here. I didn't come to this shitty rooftop to be grilled. Okay.
Didn't care what you came for.
Didn't come.
You know.
Did not come to be grilled.
Within 2 hours of the first thing you were seeing in the middle of Australia, the middle of a continent, it's like being in the middle of Africa, farthest away from the sea.
Yeah.
You saw an ocean. You started hallucinating.
I'm convinced there was one over that hill.
Yeah.
If I made it over that hill, I would have tasted that. Sweet, sweet.
I remember when I came to the HQ with all my platoon after we'd been through hack and cheated and everything. Oh, did you hear about Christmas? I'm like, well, tell me. Oh, it's there an ocean. I go, fuck me.
Could have sworn I saw it. Pretty sure I can see a flying zebra. Oh, there it is. Oh, God.
What other stories do we have?
Got a lot.
We got too many.
I'd rather not.
Remember the time... Okay.
I'd rather have this not used against me. Court of law.
Remember when... Okay, Minecraft days. And I would call you on the home phone.
Yeah, I'd call you on the fax machine.
Yeah, you had a fax machine.
The fax machine was close to the office desk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And one day, some Indian guy from Telstra is on the Telstra line.
This is a tremendous
phone lines.
Tremendous.
And like clockwork, 4 o'clock on the dot, you'd be back from the shop, and I'd be at home playing Minecraft.
From school. I wasn't at the shop.
No, this was a holiday day.
Was it a holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I called. I remember I called your home phone.
And we would always do accents.
Yeah.
Chinese accent, Greek accent, Russian accent, Indian.
What was that YouTube channel?
Own Each Pranks.
No, not, was it Own Each Pranks?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that used to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Own Each Pranks. Yeah, that was during those days. And I remember I called the phone. And someone who sounded a lot like you, but it sounded like someone like you, but you were putting on an Indian accent.
That's a compliment to my Indian accent.
And so I called and I said, George, you know, let's get on the server. And he goes, this is not, I won't attempt it. He goes, no, this is not George. I'm a Telstra. Telstra is the...
Which is exactly what I
phone,
would say.
The phone cable company. He goes, I'm a phone cable company technician and I'm trying to fix the line. And so I proceeded to go in, fly off the handlebars into an unhinged, swearing, cursed man, everything under the sun. And then I hung up the phone. Then I called again. And then he said, stop calling, I'm trying to fix the line. And so then I went on another unhinged rampage. Yeah, and it turns out it wasn't you, it was actually an IT technician.
And the best part was, I'm there living my life, a normal life. And he finishes the lunch, yeah, your line's fixed. Well, okay, thanks. By the way, some girl wanted to join the club. I go, what? I don't know any girls. And then I call you, you're like, what? What? Now what? I go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what was a phase? That we always talk about it. I asked you the other day, what's our longest ongoing joke? Probably all the video games that we used to play.
Yeah.
Because every other week I'd come over, you'd come over, and we'd be playing a video game.
Those days of video gaming is, I think, very different to the way they kids game these days. I think these
also,
days...
For me, I had no capacity for video games because I didn't have any fucking computer or PlayStation. And then it was your place was my access to video games. And then slowly I built a computer and I could actually play stuff.
And then your computer was superior to mine. Then I couldn't play the games.
Yeah, but you had PlayStation. You had a fucking PlayStation.
I had a PlayStation. I wasn't playing Minecraft and CSGO on PlayStation. But you can't.
Now you can. You can play Minecraft.
You can do whatever you want.
Zone by Xbox.
That's what I'm saying. I think this younger generation, like when I'm talking like we're 40 years old, but the kids these days, their gaming experience is completely different to what we had.
We would play one game at a time. I think that's one big thing. When we played Minecraft, we played Minecraft.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I guess the kids, if they're playing Fortnite, they're playing Fortnite. But
nah, man, they're playing 15 games at the same time.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's so intertwined now. Video games are so intertwined with social media. That's the big thing. When we played video games, there was no social media.
It was just YouTube.
Yeah.
You could only get your content through YouTube. And it was long format as well.
Yeah, 15 hours of PewDiePie.
Yeah. Call of Duty was Ali A? I think that was his name.
Okay, sorry.
Not really KSI. It was there was more of the Optic Gaming and FaZe and those kinds of guys that people we used to watch.
What changed my life was Grapplers.
Change your life. That's a big step.
Because I was like, I want to empire building strategy games. This is what I like about life.
I remember you used to play Grapplers on the bus on the way to school.
Bro, addiction to the max.
Yeah, it was serious.
I got to fourth in the world out of like 160,000 players.
Yeah, there was some serious dedication.
Yeah. Then Minecraft, probably thousands of hours of Minecraft. I probably played them more than anything. Skyrim, I put a good couple hundred.
I remember that time you were trying to finish that level on Assassin's Creed. I had to bring the play. You couldn't. George couldn't.
I was on a level.
You had to pick a lock.
It was Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, or no, that was a pirate one. This was the American Indian one.
I can't remember.
And my computer was such a piece of shit. It was the old computer.
No, it was the mouse. Your mouse didn't have the.
Maybe it was the new one.
The new one. It was the mouse. Your mouse.
Yeah.
Your mouse wasn't sensitive enough to rotate the pick that he had to.
So I had to connect the controller, your controller.
Yeah.
To click, and it was like this. Boom.
I think it was a bug on the game because you had looked it up.
You know how people have having that. Assassin's Creed is famous for using the same software with different skins. That's all the Assassin's Creeds are.
Right.
It's the exact same thing. Mm. It's the same everything. Same. I think they call it engine. And they just keep changing the skins, basically.
Mm.
And it's so buggy all the time.
Look, I haven't played any games in a long time. It's been...
You know what I realized? Even if I reinstalled Minecraft over the last... What was it? 2014. I probably quit. It's actually not as fun as it was. You know what I feel like it is? Smoking, drinking, partying. Like... The activity of doing it wasn't the fun part. It was hanging out with the boys while doing it.
Because you'd never
Play alone.
Exactly.
Why?
Unless you were doing something, unless you like you were building something that you guys were doing together, and you were saying, "Oh, just get a little bit of work.
Let me finish this. Yeah, exactly.
Get a bit of work done. Work done. Like we're actually building something real."
Well, that is actually what I eventually thought. That's why that I got into entrepreneurship, as you know, through video games, basically. I was like, well, I'm spending all this time and effort on video games. Why not just do entrepreneurship, do this Facebook group thing? And it all came from there. Anything we did, there was something constructive to it. Even the video games, you're learning some tactics, some strategy. You're learning that if you work, you at least with code, say what you want. If you put more hours in, you're going to be wildly better, right? Like, when I would play COD with you, you're like, this fucking guy's the worst.
Yeah, you're very,
it doesn't matter, you use control.
Terrible.
Eh? Yeah, because you're on it all day, yeah. And I'm fucking not. But you, video games do teach you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but there comes a point where it's diminishing returns.
Exactly.
In which it, then you've learned everything, and then you become obsessed with it. I guess it's with everything. Everything in life you need to do within a limit. And if you drink too much, it's not good. You smoke too much, it's not good. Eat too much, not good. Anything you do in excess. Does that stand to reason that if you earn too much money, it's not good?
Nah.
Or is money the exemption to it?
Yes. I'll tell you from experience.
Money is the exemption.
Can't be too healthy.
Well, I guess you could.
You can't be too much.
No, you could be too healthy.
No, but what you're thinking of being too healthy is actually just being unhealthy.
No. You could be too healthy, and to be too healthy means that you are to be obsessed with health.
No, too healthy would mean that your health is so good that it's not bad for you.
No.
Okay, this is the dumbest conversation.
I'm
taking on a tangent, which has no possible return.
You didn't give me, there was no script.
Okay, go. What's your point?
Before you've taken me off my train of thought, if you are too healthy, you see, how could you be too healthy?
I'm just thinking about some guy on steroids who's trying to be healthy, but he's doing steroids. He's just misled.
But I guess,
yeah. You know what were the days? Treehouse days. That was a fucking lot.
That was before even games.
That was before games. My treehouse was better.
Yeah. It was more open.
Yours was sideways. You could step onto it.
Control over the way the tree grew.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Remember that one day? I had a couple seats in there, had a chalkboard in there, had a backrest. It just made me sad for a second there to think I'll never go back to that treehouse. How fuck's that?
There's nothing stopping you.
I fucking love that
treehouse. The seats are still there.
Are they still in the fucking tree?
They are.
Wow.
My seats are in there as well.
In your treehouse?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Both of them are native species as well.
If I came back, I would just go to the treehouse, take a few photos and leave. Get back on the flight.
Keep those turbines spinning, pilot.
Yeah, I'll be back once there. I had a pulley system. I remember one day, randomly, I think, were you there when
we had put a tarp
on. A tarp came flying down the street,
yeah.
And it was so obvious that it came off someone's house or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, if it's on the street, brother, it's mine. I ripped it off the street, put it in the tree, clamped it in, and I had a roof now.
I remember it was a black one.
I thought it was blue.
I think it was black. It was very hot.
And then it collected so much water after one rain. I'm like, this is fucking bad idea. But there's like, Tima like years.
Yeah, well.
He hated the whole fucking franchise. Why are you fucking the tree up? With the stupid seats and everything.
Spare a thought for the tree.
He's like, you're wasting my nails.
Yeah, we've driven 60,000 nails into this tree because we can't figure out how to put a seat in. The tree is suffering. just suffering. And then on top of that,
under the weight of two gorillas,
it's got to hold two gorillas in there as well.
I was like, how can I get internet up here? I'm playing video games up here.
I think we had thought about it. I downloaded like Wi-Fi hackers to try to hack the neighbor's wife. It's just that's ridiculous.
I can't believe that some people, some men, into the mid-20s, into their mid-30s, are still playing video games. Like, they haven't stopped since a kid. It hasn't clicked for them. They, you know.
Yeah, it's...
Do something else. And it's not like they go to the gym, they have a good career, and they have a great woman, and then they also play video games.
I just don't think there's enough time to be doing all of those things together. There probably is. There's probably some unicorns out there that do all of those things.
They what?
Unicorns that do all those things.
Do they do?
They do.
Do they do all those things?
They do. Do, comma, do.
They do all those things. It makes just as much sense if you just use one do.
I like to use two do's.
Okay, you do.
Do squared.
Do you remember the first time you came to my house?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I didn't come into the house.
You did? No, I remember.
I was on a bike.
First, it was like a Friday. And mom was like, why don't you tell that fat-headed fuck down the road since he goes to the same school as you to come over? I'm all right. I at school, I'm like, I grab you by the neck. I go, wait, come over. You're like, all right. And then I'm washing the dishes. And I see your fat head go through the backyard. I go, what the fuck is this guy doing? The fuck did he get back here?
I don't think that's accurate.
That is exactly what happened.
I don't think that's accurate.
We've been making up stories for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
No.
I think, if I remember correctly, I rode past on my bike and I was kind of like doing U-turns. I was going in circles in front of the house.
Drive by.
I was going, George.
Joint.
George.
Nah.
I felt sorry for you, auntie, you know what I mean?
Is she doing kettlebell swings over there? Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is. It seems really dangerous. She throws that kettlebell off that balcony.
There's a cafeteria right below it. I remember you came into my... Maybe this was Thomas. This part I'm not sure about. She's opening doors, opening the lappy.
I've been known to do things.
Yeah,
like that.
You do it. You did it here. Same thing.
100%. Whenever I get into someone's car, I'm opening all glove boxes, center consoles, pressing all the buttons.
I think the most amount of time we wasted was spent there was on that bus to and from school. Australia seems so dull compared to here. Things are always happening here.
Oh, it's starting to get a bit dull.
Yeah, but you can take one flight and you're in three different countries.
Yeah, well, let's compare country with country. Not country with countries. Because I guess you could do...
So is it continent or
Europe's
a continent?
You could do the same... if you want to compare continents, sure. But I guess there is nowhere like Europe. Europe is number one.
Facts.
Someone's playing Dovely down there. No, this is Zadia.
What's it like being a landowner in Greece? You have three aneurysms.
I don't know how it feels.
Well, you're not monetizing it, so it's a waste. Might as well be an NFT.
But that monkey, the banana.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Lazy ape, or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah.
All right, what When do we wrap this thing up?
It's got another half an hour to go.
What?
Yeah.
Half an hour?
Yeah, bro.
What are the things to say?
You don't need to have anything to say. You know this is a university, that building here? Imagine your university's one building.
Is it just that?
Harukopio or something. It's one building. Like,
what are they teaching in there? What's their, what are their faculties?
I don't know, bro, but not much. This building, my building, is bigger than that. You seen Clarkson's farm?
Bits and pieces of.
Bro, it's hilarious. They reckon he got paid £200 million to do that.
What? Isn't it on Amazon?
Yeah, I watched it all last night. It's until 3 a.m.
They put out 200. Seems a bit much.
But bro, if people are watching it and they're getting recurring subscribers, it's worth it to them. Amazon is worth like $3 trillion. It doesn't fucking matter. Who gives a fuck? They just wrote zeros, two, and they wrote zeros until their hand got sore.
Well, I don't think they just handed over $200 million without assessing whether they're going to make it back.
Yeah, they realize how much they're going to make. And then on Clarkson's side, they're like, how much... Is it worth, how much is it worth to you?
Well, I think it might be the whole, because that farm, he's beer out of it and he's opened the pub and.
Yeah. I mean, he's not making very much money. He made like $50,000 last year. It's wild how little money he makes. That's why if I was ever to have a little farm here or in Spain or in Italy, olive trees and that's it. Everything else is regulations and paperwork and this and that. Olive trees you can leave, come back once a year, pick them, and I'll see you next year.
What do you mean regulations? If I have fruit trees on a property,
oh, if no you have pigs and stuff, if you have lambs,
oh,
if you have
this animals is different. Fruit trees and things like that, and it's only regulated if you're going to get money back from the government.
Yeah.
So if you plant the trees and you want the rebates from the EU, then of course it's going to be regulated. But if you don't care about the money, you just plant the trees for yourself. Then nothing's. You can do whatever you want.
The more time I spend in Greece, the less I want anything to do with it financially.
Told you I'd help you.
Well, now I have it translated. Now it's just a matter of...
Why you need a birth certificate?
It's translated. Now I have to get it certified by the Australian Embassy.
Are they feeling okay?
That's what Emmanuel said. He's an accountant.
Bro, you have a Greek passport. What you're doing now, have you told them that you're Greek?
They saw my eye, anyway.
Are they aware?
I'm just going to talk to my accountant tomorrow.
George, I'll put it to you like this. I just want to word it to you like this. Let's say a Greek citizen here is born in Greece. He's got a Greek passport. You've got a Greek passport. You both have the same rights. If he goes, are they going to ask him to get his birth certificate stamped?
I have rights.
Of course you do. Just think about it logically. Like, I understand you're born overseas, but you are a permanent resident of the EU, and you have a Greek passport. I don't even know why they're making it.
I don't
know. You should maybe...
My counter made it so complicated.
Yeah, it's not. It's literally not. Well, it is if you're not Greek.
You know how Americans say literally? Literally. Okay. You know how Australians say it? Literally.
And this...
Lich.
And this
it's like saying espresso. Just a bit. It's a bit annoying. Yeah, literally.
What's annoying is existing on. It's blue. Yeah, 4 months is ridiculous. It shouldn't take that.
Lucky the electricity bill hasn't come for 3 months. Like, it's come and relax. I'm like, I'd like to know.
Again, your birth certificate translated and stamped by the Australian Embassy. I could understand if you're an Australian, if you're trying to apply as an Australian, but if you're applying as a Greek...
I'm so lost.
Just start from scratch. Just go back there.
Get born again.
No. Go back to the tax office and say, here's my Greek. Did you present your Greek passport?
I didn't even go to the tax office yet.
Where'd you go? Yeah, right. Fuck it. My gosh. I'm telling you, tomorrow...
It's great tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, wake up. Wake yourself up. Tomorrow I'm busy. But tomorrow morning, wake yourself up. Actually, no. Am I busy tomorrow?
Remember, you have no job, no woman, no busy. Reason to
I'm
live.
A very busy man. Maybe tomorrow morning we could sneak it in. Just go to the tax office and say, I want it here. I'm a Greek citizen. Here's my Greek passport. Have you got a taftotta?
Nah, it's in Mexico. Someone robbed it.
No, you don't need a Greek passport. It's good enough. Do you have any Greek documentation?
Stratio Malakia.
What do you need? But they probably do need a birth certificate. But I didn't present
mine. Thanks for taking us in that circle.
No, but I didn't. I vividly remember I didn't present anything.
You don't vividly remember.
I remember. I did it in Kozani, and I just went with my auntie. We walked into the tax office. I had to go get the Monopoly money.
When do you reckon is the time you've laughed the most in your life?
Okay, that's one way to segue out of that conversation. The most I've laughed.
Or you're like, holy shit, this is fucked up. My fucking stomach hurts. My face hurts.
The most I've laughed.
One of my shows.
Oh, God, you're going to make me laugh saying stupid shit like that. God. One of the most I've ever laughed. Remember once I had laughed a lot. Now I laughed a lot. I've laughed a lot.
One time I laughed so much, it made me depressed because it put all my other happy times in...
When did you laugh?
In context. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I've never been happy in my life. I laughed so much.
What was it?
Bro, I remember I was walking. It was in Sylvania Heights. I'm walking with Christo Dulu, Rufus and Thomas. We're walking on the main pitch at lunchtime. And we're walking. Nicholas says something about tomatoes. I don't know. Fucking something stupid. Bro, my head was blown up. Bro, we were, you know, when you just, looking for support from the earth? Bro, lost. All of us felt like dominoes. Just like that. And Nick said, wow, I don't get it. Bro. And then after that, I was like, I've never laughed in my life. All I want to do is laugh like that again.
Oh, bro. Do you know when we laughed, the both of you and I? Which? With that SpongeBob SquarePants pop up somewhere that's got also. That, where were we in Cyprus? I remember we were just laughing and laughing. That was.
It's like.
That really got us that one.
Yeah.
That one really. Mother,
I think, you know why I think that was so funny? Because we already, SpongeBob has been a theme in our comedy. Because SpongeBob in Greek is Bob Spugaraki, Tete Tragona Patalonia. Like, there's just some things that sound stupid in Greek.
That was a good one. The
Why not just call it the same thing in Greek? Like, some things in Greek, they just call it the same thing.
Yeah, but it sounds silly with a Greek accent. SpongeBob SquarePants.
At least SpongeBob. SpongeBob με τα τετράγωνα πατελόνια.
Yeah, but SpongeBob, they won't even understand what that means. Sponge, what's a sponge? They won't even know what sponge is.
I guess you got to know.
Bob Sugaraki sounds better.
Like, it's so in my head to do with that thing at the side of the sink. And in English, we don't want SpongeBob. Yeah.
You don't really associate it with...
cleaning products.
No, with a Vitex.
And then what was the meme? The meme was like... Here was some Greek thing.
No, it was that trend. It was that trend where you would where people were renaming...
Yeah, all the characters of SpongeBob.
Oh, just in things in general.
Yeah, I remember that. You gotta look it up. Look it up.
I can't. It's such a hard one to find. I know one person that has it on.
On there.
Yeah, but he's asleep now. He's in Australia. I'll call upon him tomorrow. Because I've asked him before when we were in Cyprus. That's where I got it from.
You know what's fucked? This is so depressing. So depressing.
What?
Shouldn't even bring it up.
What?
I laughed one, maybe twice that much with my ex.
Oh, God.
And it's like... God.
What was that last message you sent?
Yeah. All right, I'll say it on the podcast since it's hilarious. So I want to do like a finale. I want to do like a see you later, like a leaving tour. You know, an artist would do one tour around the world. This is my last tour. Like, what was the Michael Jackson's one? This is it. That's what it was called. This is it. This was the This Is It tour of my ex going around my head. Well, let me do one more tour around the memories. I go through every photo in my files because I got to get it out of my head. Let me just do the one thing that would make it much worse and go through every photo.
Bury myself into it more.
Exactly. So what got me into... Oh, yeah, that's right. I did the 4 hours of the Samaritan calls on the suicide hotline, which...
Bro, it really got you in the good mood.
It took a toll. Holy shit. I was like, you know what? Let me take a look. Let me take a quick look at 4 a.m. on a fucking Sunday night. And I remember one video, I told you, the one video where it was like the Christmas of 2018, she wrote like a love letter and she read it to me on video. I think girls would do that, eh? Imagine a guy doing that. Yeah. Imagine you doing this. Dear Stephanie. And it's fucked, but that's what I remember the most. I'm like, I need to watch it one more time. And I couldn't find it. So I didn't save it. Which meant that I had to go through the messenger chat.
Ooh.
There's 6 years. I'm seeing everything. And I told you, I couldn't believe I used to speak to her. Like, I was so nice. I was so, like, sweet and, like, humble. Now I'm an asshole. And I found the video and I watched it. I was like... Mind you, for context for the three listeners. Me, you... And my mom.
Did you edit this podcast or you just...
Not at all. I put it raw.
Oh, my gosh.
And, at the start of the year, she's like, hey, let's try this again after 4 years of being broken up. Let's try this again. I said, I don't think it's the best thing. I think you'd be happier without me type shit. She said, okay, but never talk to me again.
No, I think she said...
And then she said, okay, well, let's not talk because let's try not speak to each other because it's going to make it hard. I goes, fair enough. I goes, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll check in at 30. She's like, yeah. Like, it was kind of a funny way to say, okay. Yeah. And then halfway through the year, I was like, you know what? I think I'm fucked up. No, I think we should get back together. And she said, I found someone else. We're happy. Never contact me again. Oof. My back hurts.
Never contact me again. That's such a firm way of putting it. It's never speak to me. Never contact.
No.
Contact. So what is
it? Don't even send fire signals or a
pigeon. That's what I was going to say. What's the definition of contact? Yeah. Any means of messaging or speaking to somebody.
That means I could look at her, but I couldn't say anything or send a message.
No, that's
contact. A look is contact.
That's eye contact. That's eye contact.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, you're done, buddy.
And in this video from 2018, she said all these nice things, how in love we were, blah, blah, blah. And then she ended, I'll love you forever and always. Always and forever.
Always,
huh? I was like, ooh. Well, I felt like saying, well, actually.
Actually.
Oh, I think you'll find that.
Pull up on the technicality from 6 years ago.
Yeah, imagine if I go back to her, hey, listen. I don't know if you remember. You made a little video.
We made a deal.
A deal's a deal. I don't know if you want to go back on your word here.
Yeah, you're going to have a husband.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
Let me get rid of this ring. But now the two exes that I had, one's married and one's with another dude. It is over.
Gosh.
Time to be celibate and become a monk.
Yeah.
Basil the Bulgar Slayer.
Oh, Basil. They're really going at it that toughly down there.
Oh, gosh. Is it weird to have a friend that you grew up with on the same street, but on the other side of the globe? Who else do you know who has a friend like that? Besides me.
Oh, people that... There's a few people in our group of friends that have moved overseas for work.
Yeah, but it's usually temporary.
Yeah, oh, some temporary, some permanent.
And they do trips back. When I told you I was leaving Australia, were you thinking this
I don't even think you told me.
I told you I was leaving the country.
I think it was a natural progression. I think you went to Bali and you came back.
No.
I don't even remember how it went.
You come back.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. You went to Bali and you just never came back.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So it wasn't really like, I'm leaving. It was, I'm going to Bali and just didn't return. You ever done a barbecue up here?
No. Who am I going to barbecue with?
I don't know. There's a barbecue there, some charcoal.
By myself?
Yeah.
I'm trying not to want to live myself. You're gonna make
Have you met any of your neighbors?
Oh, bro. Oh.
I don't know if you saw the state of the thing that was next door.
Bro. So, on the other side, or not that side, but on that side, the southern side,
Don't be hitting me with Columbus metrics, okay?
I met my neighbor. Sweet. She's a nurse. Cute. Greek girl. Nice.
Yeah.
I met her maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm like, you know what? I should go and invite her to the comedy show. I'm like, hey, I already thought about what I was going to say. I'm like, do you like happiness and laughter? She's gonna be like, yeah.
Bro, that comedy club does not bring happiness.
No, not that show. My show on the 11th.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that.
No, not that depressing hole. I was gonna, oh, do you like laughing?
Mm.
Like, yeah. So I'm there. Yesterday, I'm like, I'm not on any dating apps. I'm thinking about my ex. The same night, I'm thinking about my ex. Watching Always and Forever and then never contact me again. I go to bed and I'm like, you know what, George, get some shut-eye. Get to bed, get some shut-eye. You never know what the world holds. And I go to bed, I got my earplugs in, right?
Earplugs?
Yeah, I always sleep with earplugs.
Yeah, it's concerning.
And I put my computer on maximum volume.
Sorry.
No, this is part of it. I put my camera...
Why do you sleep with earplugs in?
What I like to do is, I like to put my computer on, Russian Stalingrad front, gunfire, no, a sad don't. Russian music.
No, you don't.
And then put earplugs in. And then put the earplugs in, so it's just, like, mellowed out.
Nice.
I just want to hear, like...
Even the camera's making noises.
Yeah. It's like, we should unfocus this. No, I don't know. I started doing it now because there's some super sounds. Anyway, so I'm having had this rough night of doing a suicide hotline for 4 hours and then throw back to 2018.
Yeah.
And then I just hear this against the wall. I go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the bird bed is obviously against the same wall as my bed's across. Uh-oh. So I'm hearing the vibrations. I'm getting... So the guy who's having sex with her... He's pushing my bed like this. I'm like, this is fucked up. I go to sleep on the couch. which doesn't fit. My legs are like this off the end. Yeah. Oh, this is the worst fucking night.
And how does that tie into you meeting her?
She was having sex.
And what, you went next door and knocked on the door and
said... No, but like, it didn't help my chances of meeting her.
Ah, so you didn't tie... Mate, you're a bad storyteller. You butchered that story badly.
I told you that I thought I had a show with her, and now I'm hearing sounds from the other room.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
So very depressing.
Well, how do you know? She could have been doing, you know...
Yoga at 4 a.m.
Well, not yoga.
Drum set.
Putting up some paintings.
Yeah. 500 times.
She's a big fan of paint.
Yeah. On her bed, too.
Yeah.
Not a good night. All right, I'm getting hungry. Won't bite like ya. Are you gonna have a hard time when you go to go back to Greece and not eat Greek food?
When I go back to Greece and not eat Greek food?
That's what I said. To Australia.
No, I'm not gonna have a hard time at all.
It's not the same, mate.
I can't wait to go.
And do nothing there for a year.
100%. Alright, some nice Thai food, nice pad Thai. Let me see that.
Alright, let's get out of here.
Do you normally do like closing remarks or something like that?
No.
Okay.